Picture a federal prison camp in the California desert, 1982. A man sits down to write letters to his teenage son, not about regret or redemption, but about how to build wealth and live powerfully. That man was Gary C. Halbert, who had generated more sales through direct mail than perhaps anyone alive. These weren't meant for publication. They were a father's gift, raw and unfiltered, teaching his son everything he knew about marketing, money, and manhood. What emerged became legendary. Marketing titans study these letters like scripture. Tony Robbins credits Halbert's influence on his communication style. Why? Because buried in these prison dispatches is something rare, wisdom that actually worked, tested across billions of dollars in sales, explained with brutal honesty by someone who had nothing left to prove and everything to teach. On his 46th birthday in prison, Gary begins with physical health, not motivational fluff, but strategy. After watching his father die of heart disease at 59, he understood that how you feel directly affects how you think, and clear thinking is your most valuable business asset. His prescription? An hour of daily road work, walking, jogging, running, ideally first thing in the morning after eating just fruit. In prison, he went from barely walking the hill once to running it continuously within 3 weeks. After 40 minutes of continuous movement, your brain releases beta endorphins and norepinephrine, natural chemicals that create clarity and sharpen thinking for hours. This isn't about vanity, it's about manufacturing the mental state that produces breakthrough ideas. Gary's prison philosophy: defensive behavior invites aggression. When an inmate tried taking his pool cue, Gary got in the man's face and firmly stated, "This is my stick and you ain't taking it." The confrontation ended. Yet when a roommate complained about his loud radio, Gary chose restraint, recognizing some battles lead to worse consequences. This isn't about being mean, it's about developing self-reliance that shows in your posture, movement, and eyes. Gary's approach to relationships was equally ruthless. He eliminated negative influences without hesitation. As his son Bond explains, Gary marginalized toxic family members after moving to California, understanding that a support system is like a garden, and you always need to be on the lookout for weeds to pull. This extended to business. Surround yourself with ambitious peers or established successes, not people who resent your achievements. The uncomfortable truth: most people around you feel sick at the idea of you getting rich. Gary's first lesson shocks most people. Pursue what excites you, not what seems lucrative. The money is where the enthusiasm is, he insists. Significant wealth emerges as a byproduct of genuine passion rather than direct pursuit. This applies to hiring too. Always prioritize enthusiasm over qualifications. Enthusiasm creates the persistence and creativity needed to outperform competitors merely chasing profits. Gary's fascination with human psychology led him to create groundbreaking campaigns across diverse industries, giving his work an authenticity that generated billions in sales. This doesn't mean ignoring market realities. Find the intersection between passion and demand, where your natural enthusiasm gives you an unfair advantage and your authentic excitement becomes contagious to customers. But here's where Gary gets revolutionary. Become a student of markets, not products or copywriting techniques. Study what people actually purchase, not what they claim to buy, a crucial distinction because stated preferences often differ dramatically from buying behavior. A beer company survey showed 80% claimed to prefer premium beer, yet most bought regular. Gary illustrates this with his famous starving crowd analogy. When teaching copywriting, he asks students what advantage they'd want competing against him selling hamburgers. Students mention better meat, location, lower prices. Gary counters, "I'll give you every advantage you asked for. I only want one advantage, a starving crowd." Find markets already hungry for particular products rather than trying to create demand from scratch. Having established the primacy of markets, Gary dives into list selection, the foundation of direct marketing success. Study direct mail list books to find proven buyers. Diamond buyer lists, for instance, revealed nearly 4,000 people who spent an average of $5,000 each, totaling $20 million in purchases. These aren't theoretical markets, they're proven buyers with money. Three guidelines maximize response. Recency: recent buyers are most receptive. Look for hotline buyers from the last 30 to 90 days. Frequency: repeat buyers demonstrate higher desire. And unit of sale: someone who paid $100 for diet pills is hotter than someone who spent $10. The absolute best list? Your own satisfied customers. Gary demonstrates with numbers. Mailing to 33,000 chiropractors at $400 per thousand costs $13,200. With a 4% response at $20 per order, that's $26,400 in revenue, netting $9,920 profit after costs. The real value? Customize the same core content for different professional groups. Gary introduces double customizing by targeting both geography and profession. Did you know that there is now a way for a cardiologist to buy LA real estate without making any down payment whatsoever? This specificity dramatically increases response by making prospects feel personally targeted. The best offer fails if unopened. Gary's A-pile, B-pile concept explains mail sorting. A-pile contains personal-looking mail that always gets opened. B-pile holds obvious commercial messages, often trashed. Make your envelope look personal. Simple design, live stamp, handwritten or typed address. No teaser copy. No bulk rate indicia. Once opened, capture attention with physical items attached to the letter, coins, bills, or relevant objects. For his Hawaiian real estate promotion, Gary attached a baggie of sand, opening with, "What is inside that baggie could very well be your passport to complete financial independence." These aren't gimmicks, but psychological tools triggering reciprocity. Recipients feel obligated to read after receiving something tangible. The attachment must connect directly to your offer. A coin works for financial opportunities. Sand works for beach real estate. Physical items create curiosity and make your message memorable in ways words alone cannot. Gary's copywriting system centers on AIDA: attention, interest, desire, and action. For attention, attach physical items directly connected to your offer. Relevance matters, not gimmicks. Build interest by feeding prospects compelling facts: potential profits, statistics, lifestyle benefits. Create desire by describing emotional benefits: new cars, peace of mind, vacations, attractiveness. Using language like freedom to choose rather than able to choose. For action, be thorough when closing. Explain exactly what to do, step by step. Gary devoted up to 25% of ads just to closing, urging immediate action and explaining what prospects gain by acting now and lose by delaying. Effective copy uses simple words, short sentences, and short paragraphs. Write for money, not applause. The best writing goes unnoticed. Use vivid word pictures that help readers experience benefits. Gary recommends handwriting successful advertisements to absorb proven patterns. Use nugget notes, jotting down words and phrases while reviewing research, starring the best ideas, then stepping away to let breakthrough concepts emerge subconsciously. Most importantly, copy should never look like advertising. Gary's best promotions resembled personal letters enthusiastically recommending products. The Boron letters are more than marketing techniques. They're a blueprint for success in business and life. Written from prison with pen and paper, these letters prove circumstances need not determine outcomes. Gary transformed confinement into opportunity, creating one of marketing's most enduring legacies. What makes them powerful is their integration of practical tactics with psychological insights. Gary doesn't just explain what works, he reveals why it works, grounding principles in human psychology. This deeper understanding allows readers to adapt his methods to changing markets rather than copying outdated techniques. The core principles remain remarkably relevant decades later. Bond's updates show how his father's insights apply to modern digital marketing, from email open rates to website design. the psychological triggers that motivated mail order buyers in the 1980s continue driving online purchasing decisions today. Perhaps most valuable is the emphasis on holistic success. Gary understood that physical health, mental clarity, and relationship quality directly impact business performance. His integrated approach, addressing everything from morning exercise to handling confrontation, provides a comprehensive framework transcending marketing. The letters reveal the power of direct, unfiltered communication. Gary's conversational, occasionally profane, always authentic style creates an intimacy polished business texts rarely achieve. In an era of instant experts and theoretical frameworks, Gary's practical experience, generating billions in sales across diverse industries, gives his teachings uncommon credibility. Most importantly, these letters demonstrate that success comes not from following trends or copying competitors, but from understanding human psychology, testing methodically, and persisting through challenges. As Gary wrote, "It doesn't matter how much you learn if you don't use what you learn." The true legacy lies not in reading, but in application. The countless businesses built and lives transformed by implementing Gary's principles. In his final letter, Gary writes, "I hope I've learned to never again neglect my special relationships." Even the most brilliant marketing mind understood that life's greatest achievements extend far beyond business. So take these lessons, apply them ruthlessly, build something that matters, and remember, the starving crowd is out there, waiting for someone bold enough to feed them.